This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, September 12th. Well, cattle markets pushing higher. Pretty impressive day yesterday with the feeder cattle up a couple bucks. You know, quite a run. Live cattle up about a dollar. So the feeders continue to push into new all-time highs. And, you know, they finally broke out of that trading range here last week, and they're continuing to find solid, consistent buying. In live cattle, we're still just barely up against those trading range highs on the front months. The back months have broken into new highs, and they continue to find very solid support on the futures. In the cash trade, steady to slightly higher prices last week at the Fed trade around 182, dressed at 289. Box beef values under a little bit of selling pressure yesterday. The choice was down 279, so we're sitting at 310. Select was down 61 cents. We're sitting at 285. The spread lost 218. It is sitting at 24.67. 126 loads were moved. So we've seen pretty decent volume. And for a Monday, 126 loads, very impressive. Normally, you're not even at 100. So we've seen very good volume of box beef. It's come largely on discounted prices. I mean, they haven't been heavily discounted, but they are drifting lower, but it is stoking demand, clearly. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. That compares to a week ago, which was a holiday, of just 3,000. And it's 1,000 less than where we were a year ago. Feeder cattle index up $1.21. We're sitting at 250.42. So the cash trade in the around the country clearly showing the upward trajectory. Again, we've talked about this quite a bit, but you know, you're looking at the fall run of calves. This is very important to the feedlots that they fill their pens. And I think you're going to see widespread heifer retention. You've got plenty of corn, plenty of milo, plenty of hay from the Central Plains on north and into the Midwest. These Midwest farmers are going to be looking for, you know, 25 head, anywhere from 25 to a couple hundred head to feed in their small feedlots, because they've got a lot of corn, and corn is relatively cheap. So I think, you know, demand is going to come from the small guy. He's willing to pay up a little bit more for these calves. You know, they're not buying them in the thousands. Heifer retention going on. It's just going to create a very tight supply of calves. We were already tight, and this just makes it even tighter, obviously. So, you know, this could spell a lot of calves coming into the pipeline January. A lot of these backgrounded calves start hitting the auction yards in, you know, right after the turn of the calendar for tax reasons, and also to get ready for calving season and then spring planting. So, you know, January probably is going to see a pretty good run of these calves that are going to the small feedlot guys. So just keep that in mind too. But I think in the meantime, the big feedlots are competing with the smaller guys. And the smaller guys more willing to pay these higher prices because it's not as big of a dollar amount for them. They're still nosebleed level prices, but when you're buying, you know, 50 calves versus 1,000, it makes obviously a huge difference. So that's kind of what I see happening, and I would expect that this seasonal will stay strong. Normally, it's up into early October. We're in a big time bull market. I would expect that seasonal to last at least until then, probably extend beyond that, could well last in early November. Sometimes we see that in these extended bull markets. So once we get to early November, if we're still in an upward trajectory, I wouldn't press my luck beyond that. I think, you know, what needs to be bought will have been bought by then. So just some things to keep in mind as far as time windows of when this market would likely stall out. Still a long way away, but it looks strong. We're into new all-time highs. The market just keeps grinding higher. The cash trade is supportive, so I don't see anything that's going to break the market unless we get something out of left field. And who knows what that could be? But barring that, I think the market continues to work its way higher, both the lives and the feeders, likely into at least early October. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.